Jah Jay Susie, glory be, May 3rd, 2015 A.D., in the year of our Lord Jesus Christ. Happy Easter, Merry Christmas. My brother, two questions I'm going to ask you. Who is the most important part of the Trinity? And question number two, and why is the Holy Spirit the most important part of the Trinity?
I see that you answered it partly already.
Okay.
The Holy Spirit is the most important ingredient of the Trinity because it's within each individual. It is the spark of Jah Jesus energy that's within everybody. It is your inner consciousness. It is the God within you. It is the one that's closer than hands and feet. It is the one that you always in tune with throughout your day. You always have it on within your consciousness 24/7. That divine Holy Spirit, Jah Jesus Spirit, as we would say it or call it correctly, that is the number one power that everybody needs to overcome. Just like the gorillas and the Crips and the Bloods, they were going to shoot a cop, but they went into the divine Holy Spirit, and now they are feeding the cops. The change around, the ghost holy, which is within you, that's the most important factor.
Thank you, my brother. And we will talk more about that after we pray about what happened, about the good news that happened in Baltimore, Maryland, and in the eastern United States of America. I'm sure you have heard all the action on CNN, MSNBC, and the worldwide news and about the riots, the shooting, the six officers to get charged for killing a young lad, a 25-year-old man, Mr. Gray, Freddie Gray, and you heard, you know, the news. So we will tell you the good side and how people are helping out and how, that the my brother said earlier, the Crips, which is gang members in the United States of America, the Crips, the Bloods, and the Gorillas, how they made a truce and they got together and other groups, the Nation of Islam and various religious organizations, and we will get more into the detail. But we're going to talk to the great one of the universe, the Lord Jesus Christ.
We thank you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Ding, dong, ding, dong.
We thank you for your love.
Jah Jesus Christ.
We thank you for the divine Holy Spirit that is each of your children on the earth. We thank you for putting it within our conscience. We thank you that you gave us the tree of life to live on this planet, to overcome in the flesh, to keep our bodies intact, glorified by the direction of your divine Holy Spirit. We thank you for your love for us and the guiding force and the wisdom that all within us, all through us, all around us, the cosmic force energizes within us. And its name is Jah Jesus' name.
Jay Susie, Jay Susie, Jah Jesus. We adore you, darling baby. We glorify your eternal energy, and we thank you for vibrating inside of our consciousness and our physical body and our spirit. We thank you, eternal Christ. We love you. We adore you. We exalt you. We lift you up, Jah, Jesus Christ, Jah, Jesus Christ, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the Master of the universe and the God of the solar system, the ruler of the stars. We lift you up, Jah, Jesus. We lift you, Jesus Christ, above the moon, above the stars. We lift you, Jesus Christ, above all Jupiter and Mars. Amen. And the glorified name of you, Jah, Jesus, we sing praise. We love you, Jesus Christ, baby. We magnify your holy name. We are unashamed of your great name. We boldly exalt thy name. We boastfully exuberate your name. Jesus, the wonders of your holy name. Jesus, Christ's fire. Jesus, we adore you. We thank you. Let us say together, Jesus, baby. Yes, we're here live, Shangri-La, Thailand, all over the world, from the uppermost to the tippermost of the bottom of the globe. We are circling the planetary system for the highest heavens to the lowest realms of hell. We greet you in the great name of Jah J. Susi, or known also as Jah Jesus Christ. We're here today. We are so glad to be here on the May the 3rd, 2015, on the Babylonian calendar and the European and American calendar, recognized on the solar calendar of energy and light and Holy Spirit fire. And we are so grateful that we can manifest the truth to you, because everybody is seeking for the truth. People want the truth. People are tired of game playing. They are tired of mesmerization, hypnotic trances of dead religions and fumbling Christians that are half dead and partially alive. They want the solid truth, and I understand. And the solid truth is in the Lord Jesus Christ, through the powers of the Holy Ghost. And through the Holy Ghost, the truth will flow, and you will know the truth of it by the power of the Holy Ghost. My brother, sweetheart, baby, I want you to explain about the names of the churches and the religions who helped out, and the various groups who helped out in Baltimore, Maryland, in the eastern United States of America. Baltimore, Maryland is 40 miles from the nation's capital of the United States, right next to Washington, D.C. A lot of action was going on this week. You probably heard about the curfew they had. I did hear the good news that they did lift the curfew today, my brother. They lifted it from, New York, from Baltimore. So they have freedom to roam about. The curfew was from 10 p.m. to 5 a.m., and many didn't like that. Businesses couldn't function, people couldn't party, and, you know, couldn't protest in the streets. But things have calmed down so far as of Sunday morning. So my brother is going to tell you more about what the good that was happening and how people contribute of the burnt-out CBS drugstore and other buildings and businesses. Over 100, I believe, businesses were burnt and kind of got out of whack. So here's the good news. Give them the skinny, my brother.
Okay, the good news is, my loving brother, is that it was a lot of churches that came to help. I mean, I've never seen it like this before. Even when they had that shooting over there in
Missouri.
Missouri. But here, people stepped up to the plate. You know, like the Jesus Christ Southern Baptist Church. You know, they were one of them. I'm just going to name a few of them. There were probably many more. Matter of fact, it was many more that was doing just to do it. They weren't saying who they were from or what. You know, the Church of God in Christ, a Pentecostal church, okay? Then we have Christ African Methodist Episcopal Church. Then you have the Nitrin Buddhist Temple. Then you have Beersheba Temple, the Jewish temple from New York City. You know, then you have the Nation of Islam. You know, these groups were helping. And then let's not forget the Crips, the Blood, and the Guerrillas. Now, these are gang groups over there in Baltimore that, you know, they fight against each other. Usually they shoot. They gang members. They do all kinds of stuff, you know. I don't know the particulars, but usually gang members are into a lot of heavy-duty stuff. Now, these gang members were, their first proposal was to shoot the cops. They said it right up. They was going to shoot the cops. They was going to shoot the nigga cops. That's what they said. So they went into them side. They said, wait a minute. If we shoot the cops, what's going to happen? Are we going to jail? So they sat back and did like what Son of God University teaches, you know, let's sit back and chill and meditate. Let's see what's going on here. So through that meditation and everything, and through the Christ energy and the spirit of Jesus Christ, these brethren are now helping out on the streets. Instead of shooting the cop, they are feeding the cops. They are feeding them food. They are feeding them water, giving them water. They are sweeping the streets. They are guardians of the street. When it's curfew time, they are helping people to get in. They are sweeping and cleaning out that CBS building, like my brother was saying. They went in there to clean it up, the glass, to sweep it out. And there's a lot of businesses that have glass everywhere, and they are cleaning up. They are kind of like help maintain order in the street, along with the priests of these different organizations were out there curtailing it, calming people down, making sure they get in curfew, helping this to keep the morale going after this tragic burning of buildings and whatever that else that happened. Now, also, we have here that we have, like, some people gave money, you know, and just out of the clear blue, we have, like, the church, a person from Indiana, he called up a minister from the Southern Baptist Church. Their whole facility was burned down. It was a senior housing. They were, I believe, was under construction. They had 60 yeah. units. He called and said, "Do you believe in miracles?" He said, "Yes, I do." So guess what? We're going to bill you 120 units. Now, check this out. Free of charge. We're going to come down there. We're going to have a crew come down there and bill you 120 units just for miracles. You see how Jesus works, you know?
Yes,
100, he couldn't believe it, you know? And then we have someone from Daystar, the owner. He donated $10,000. So it's a lot of good that's coming out of this. We don't like to see tragedy like this, but look at the good that's coming out of it. Look how it's transforming people's lives, especially the Gorillas, the Bloods, and the Crips. Those are lives that are transforming. You know, and plus, look how the ministers came together. Look at all these different organizations came together and worked in unison. Now, before, it was some flack. I remember when Islamic people wanted to work with Christian people on the food drive. They said, "Well, you're Islam. I don't want to work with you." But look, it's sorry to say that you have to have a tragedy for people to come together and work. This should be a normal thing. But blessed be the God Jesus energy and God Jesus, the Son of God, who moves the energy, who gives the energy, that things are moving and grooving to the positive. People's lives are being changed. This should happen all over America. People that's in gangs, whether you're in New York City, whether you're in Chicago, Detroit, whether you're in New Orleans, L.A., San Francisco, Tucson, it doesn't matter. Houston, Dallas, all these big cities. They're gangs, Memphis, Tennessee. I mean, all these big cities, usually they're gangs. The gangs should wake up because, you know, Jesus would hang with you. That's who he would hang with. He hangs with the people that needed it. People say, who wants to be with the gangs? Jesus loved the gangs. Jesus loved all people. Look how these brothers changed their lives. It was through the Ghost Holy that they did it. And all the gangs throughout America should take a look at Baltimore. What have changed lives? And you can change your life through the Ghost Holy that's within you. You don't have to go to a building church. Remember, you are the temple of God. You have the Christ within you. You have all the answers within your consciousness. Jesus put that Ghost Holy, which is the Spirit of Jesus Christ within you. He said, I don't care if you're a Buddhist, I don't care if you're Islamic, it doesn't matter if you're a Krishna, if you're Zoroaster, it doesn't matter. If you're not anything, it doesn't matter. The Ghost Holy is within you. You don't have to be a Christian for the Ghost Holy to be within you. You have the gift and the power within you to change, just like those dynamic gang members, change lives. That's what should be on the media, how these people would change their lives, how they change from killing a cop to helping a cop, to nourishing a cop, to giving them water, feed them. That's what Jesus did. That is Jesus Christ energy moving. That is Christian in action. Be a doer of the word. They are actifying the principles of Jesus in the community. And that's how you demonstrate the love of Jesus. It's, you say it is a revival. That's the revival. It is a revolution. The revolution and the revival is in the hearts of men and women. That is the revival that Son of God University is triumphant on the earth. That's why Jesus had us come on the air. For you can know the truth. I'm sorry to say, I'm sad to say that a lot of the pimps are not doing it. You know what they want. They want your money. And you know what? The churches are drying up. Nobody's gone. Some stations can't even stay on the air. They're not getting the money. According to the Father, you know, he'll laugh. That's good, you know. But, yeah, it is good because if you're not teaching the truth and you're not living the truth and you're just out for the goal for your own self, which is selfish, you're going to dry up. You have to dry up because this is the age of consummation and fire, the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is the most important factor right there. My brother asked, he answered it first. He answered the question and answered it. The Holy Ghost is the most important factor. And going back in time, the Roman Empire, when they had the first church there, you know, those brother men at Jesus Christ Church, when he first started, they pooled their money together to help the community. That's what they do. All the people in there, they pool their money. They help the widows. They help the people, single mothers. They help the people that didn't have money. That's what they did. They pooled their money. And then when the Catholics, when they first started, they went to the Roman government, and they said, can we help the poor, and can we help the widows? They said, yeah. So they even did it. When they first started, the Catholic Church first started, they help the people. Now it's came to in America, let's see how I can rip my brother off. Let me see how I can take money and have a big Cadillac and how I can have a plane. You're not helping like Jesus Christ. That's what Jesus Christ did. He helped his community. He helped the people around him. It's everybody worked. It wasn't everybody worked. The priests worked, everybody worked. Then they pooled their money together, and then they blessed the community. They didn't take from the community and not give them nothing and just tell them lies and just take and so basically the pimps and you guys are the whores. They take and then you accept it. And you just keep doing it, keep doing it. It has to be a change. Remember, you have everything within you. Everything within you is the Ghost Holy. It tells you everything. You know I'm telling the truth. You feel it in your consciousness. You don't need a Holy Bible to tell you the truth. Remember, you have the quickening of the Holy Ghost. It tells you what's right and wrong within you. Nobody needs to go out and tell you not to kill nobody, not to do adultery, not to do that. You know within your consciousness not to do that. It's something within you know. You know not to go and kill a cop. It's within your consciousness. You know not to go and kill a black brother or a Mexican brother or a white brother or whoever it is, an Asian brother or a Native American brother or whoever it is. You know not to do that because it's within your consciousness. Something tells you that. Even though you don't have the fullness of the Holy Ghost, it tells you. Because when you have the fullness of the Holy Ghost, it's much louder. The voice is much more plain. It resonates more. See, because you got the power then. And once you have the power, you won't do it because the power won't guide you to do it. It will help you. And that's what everybody needs is that power of the Ghost Holy or the Holy Ghost or the Holy Spirit or the Holy, whatever you call it. You know, some people call it Piranha Energy. Basically, the name of it is Jesus Christ, Holy Spirit. The name of it is Jesus Christ, Jesus, baby. That's the name of the power. And as you say that name, you will feel the power. You will know the power. And by just living as an ordinary person Each person has one angel. But as you have the love of Jesus Christ and saying the name and stuff, you have a minimum of 12 angels. Now, if you worship the Father, you have a disabled one angel, because the Father basically, you know, has no jurisdiction or power on this earth. He's a powerful being, but right. He gave all power to the Son. So all these people saying Father Jehovah, Father this, it's not going to be any power. That's why they're doing everything in the church. That's why they're not living a Christian life. That's why they're, because they're saying Father. They're thinking of Jehovah. Remember, Jehovah is a very powerful being, very low. But, you know, he draws you to the Son. The Son gives you the Holy Ghost. Then you on your own with the Ghost Holy. That's how it works. But when you keep praising the Father, nothing is really happening, because his name is not the power of the earth. It's a power. He's a very powerful being, but he gave all authority and all power. It says in Hebrews, praise my Son. You know, the angels, the cherubim, everybody, praise my Son. Give homage. The birth of Jesus, people were worshiping and praising him. You know, he's worthy to be praised. He's definitely worthy to be praised. And then after you start praising him, he gives you the Holy Ghost. And after you get the Holy Ghost, you start praising the Ghost Holy within you. And as you praise the Ghost Holy within you, it lifts you up. It gives you that love, wisdom, understanding. And then it changes your body from death to life. What I'm saying is, if you have a disease, it's going to be gone if you're in the Ghost Holy, if you praise it. If you are sick, if you are old age, you start to look younger. Everything starts to change, because when you say that name, remember, all your cells vibrate at the light of Christ. It starts a vibration, and then you start living in the Christ light, Jesus Spirit, baby.
That's right, baby. You heard the life of my brother right here. I tell you, the power of Jesus Christ is real, and it's a thrill. It's a glorious deal, and it's just dynamic. You see, because when you worship the Lord Jesus Christ, like my brother say, and the scripture reference is found in the book of Hebrews, the first chapter is a glorious chapter. They're all good, but that first chapter, it goes, and the verse 6 is the most ignored one. My brother quoted it, and I'll quote it again for you. I'll start at verse 1, and I'm not going to go verbatim per word, so don't get mad. I'll kind of give bits and pieces. In the beginning, it starts at the 6th chapter, verse 1, correction, first chapter, verse 1, going through the 6th, plus text. Okay, it says, God, who at sundry times, or in various times past, has revealed his message through his prophets and angelic beings, has in his last times spoken to us and revealed things to us by his Son, Jesus. And through Jesus, he, Jesus, made the world, plural, more than 1,000, more than 1,000,000, more than 1,000,000,000. Jesus Christ made worlds. Through Jesus Christ, the worlds were formed and created, and especially this favorite planet, Earth. The most wicked, glorious, the most sinful, all action happened down here. You want anything, adrenaline, riots, right here on planet Earth. Everything goes on Earth, positive, negative, in between, up, down, left, right, Father, Spirit, Jesus Christ. That's who we need. So it's like this planetary system, or this planet Earth, definitely needs the Lord Jesus Christ. And the book of Hebrews goes on to say how the worlds were framed by the Word of God, and the Word of God referring to the Holy Ghost, because Jesus speaks the Word, and the Holy Ghost is the energy within and does the action. And then on that glorious verse, when verse 6, when God said, Almighty Jehovah, and it said, and God said, let all my angels and everybody in between. It's a lot missing from that verse, but it's in the original. Let all my angelic beings, my transfigured beings, my saints, my spirit children, my light children, consciousness children, human children, worship my first begotten Son, Jesus, whom I am bringing into the world. That was spoken in eons ago. And so the great Jesus Christ is now has come. So all you people who claim that you believe in Annalise Skyrin, a great overcomer and a great truth, writer, scroll writer, a divine scribe of Jesus Christ. The eighth volume she wrote, and the sixth volume, Man Triumphant, pages, what is it, my brother, is it page 58, 59, 60?
Yeah,
or 59, 60, 61?
That's it, 59,
okay.
60, 61.
Okay, the whole chapter is good, but those particular chapters are just particular, how do you say that in English, pages you read, those pages, numbers, it encourages the worship to the Lord Jesus Christ. It tells you how Jesus Christ will reveal his face and glory to the saints, and how things would happen, and how this great Jesus Christ would manifest himself. And then on that very page 61, which is about a quarter page length on that particular page, the last page of that particular chapter called Jesus Christ, Son of the Living God, she says, adore Jesus Christ, love Jesus Christ, worship Jesus Christ. And prefix to that, she says, in the eyes of Jesus of Nazareth is all the love of infinity or of eternity of the universe. Like all that love is in the eyes of Jesus. So you people who say that you believe in Anna Lee all across the nation and across the world, and you don't worship the Son of God, you are nigbite. Something's wrong with you. You are missing the boat, sweethearts. Oh, saints of the Most High Jesus, wake up. Wake up, because the church pimps are trying to detour you away from the Lord Jesus. So the Lord Jesus is the key. Jesus. So if that emphasism is to worship Jesus Christ, who wonderfully came into the world, is celebrated during the Easter time every year, and it should be celebrated even more so, like we celebrate Christmas every day, how that Jesus Christ, supreme sacrifice, he gave his life for the humans to be redeemed, to be forgiven, to have access and fast progress in the Holy Ghost. So Jesus is major. Without Jesus Christ, you cannot receive Holy Spirit. Holy light of Christ comes from Jesus Christ. Why? Because he's the baptizer of this eternal energy. Why? Because the Father appointed it that way. Why? Because the supreme sacrifice. Now think about that. The Lord Jesus Christ gave his loving life for humankind on planet Earth. He laid aside his wonderful glory, and he became human. Now others want to say, well, you know, God became man. No, no, no. Jesus became man. God is the Father. Jesus is the Son. It's declared in the Apostolic Scriptures. The head of woman is man. The head of man is Lord Jesus Christ. The head of Lord Jesus Christ is Jehovah God. So that knocks out that amalgamation doctrine that the churches have embraced for years. That's why there's no worship to the Son of God, because you lump it all in together like it's chop suey. And it's not so. You see, it's not so. God is one, the Father. Jesus is another. In the Apostolic Scriptures, it tells you in the book of Acts, all through there, that when Stephen was being stoned, And he looked up in the heavens. He said, I see the heavens open, and I see Jesus standing on the right hand of God. That's two personalities, or two divine beings. A lot of churches try to deny it. They're trying to cover it up. That's why they're going bankrupt. That's why their kingdoms have failed. You see, because they have twisted the scriptures, my sweethearts. You've got to take the truth the way the truth is. And it's very simple. Even Tamara can get it. It's just very easy. It's so easy. The scriptures say a fool won't err. A little child can adopt to it. Jesus Christ is Son of God. Jesus Christ deserves divine worship. Now, you say, well, what about the Father God Almighty? Well, you heard my brother say, if you just worship God only and you neglect the Son, then you might have a half-assed angel around you. How did someone find a disabled angel? That's not too good. But if you worship the Son of God and you glorify Jesus the Christ, hey, you're going to have 12 angels minimum.
Yeah.
You see? So I like that. 12. I need them angels. I need them. They help me walk the street. You see? So it's power. So when you worship in the Son of God, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and when the eternal energy, when you are praising Jesus, the scripture says, he who honors the Son automatically honors the Father. He who denies the Son denies the Father and the Son, and they don't got no Father and no Son. I know that's not proper English, but that got your attention. Oh, speaking of proper English, I heard a Muslim brother, sweetie brother, on the airwaves today on the Access Channel. I tuned into the cable in the USA, Seattle, Washington. And the Muslim guy said, we must be humble before Allah. I said, he said humble. He just said humble. So that, I thought I'd throw that out there. Because a lot of ministers would say, well, you know, you got to be humble. And those who heard the program the last time, I was telling you my pet peeve on the word humble, the correct pronunciation. Now, if it changed in the English language, somebody needs to let me know. Because I'm more out of the USA than I am in the USA. So if there's some new language laws that I'm missing, please Gmail me at, what's the Gmail?
No, Jesus Baby.
Yeah, Jesus Baby. That's right. So Gmail me or call or write or do something, and, you know, because you got the address on the website, and let me know what's the skinny on that so I can correct myself. But other than that, praise to Jesus. But I heard that man say, oh, he said humble. He's all right, because most people, you know, they throw the humble pie in there, or the word humble. Okay, so worshiping Jesus. Why is it important, my brother, to worship Jesus?
It's important to worship Jesus because he is the blood sacrifice of this planet. You know, without him coming, matter of fact, let's go back further.
Okay.
First, in the first worlds, 1 through 4, they were so fragile. It was always chaos. It was always, you know, all kind of earthquakes, all kind of, because man was fallen, and then you had the Atlantis fell because man got out of control, and then the waters of the Pacific had to come over and just tidal wave that. And it went under, because the only true coast is the Pacific coast. You know,
right.
The Pacific coast is the original coast. It was no other. All the waters were there. But then what happened when Atlantis got in control, then waters went over there. That's why the West is the best. But moving on is that Jesus, he is so important because after those words, well, he said, hey, I have a plan, Father. I have a plan of salvation, because the Father was just going to have you have your spirits, not a body. He was just going to have you transferred in the spirit, just in the spirit realm, no body. When you have no body, is no power. So,
and no glory.
No glory. So Jesus said, I have a plan. So Jesus, it took him years to convince the Father that his plan, the Father said, okay, I'm going to put you over. You are going to be over the earth. You're going to be the God over the earth. You're going to be in charge of this plan. So every being on the planet is going to worship you, because this is your plan. So Jesus' plan was that he wanted each individual to overcome and become a God and a goddess. To become a God and a goddess, you have to live in the physical world and transfigure your body. Transfigure your body into glory. You keep this body. I know a lot of Christians say you get another body. No, you keep this body, but like my brother said, it's glorified, it's ignited with energy, it's glowing, it's beautiful. It's a body, but it's energized with light and energy. So you keep the body, and you energize your life. And when you have that body, then you can go from planet to planet. You can go anywhere because you have the body. You think the thought you can do. You can do all kinds of things. You'll be creating worlds. That's something else. But the point is, he wanted his children to have that chance. So he created earth, hard as a rock. But the reason it's hard as a rock, you can sin like hell and still make it into the kingdom. I don't care what sin you did. You can plead to the Father Jesus. He's our Father because he created us.
And he'll forgive us?
And he'll forgive you. Just like, look at the guerrilla gangs and stuff. They probably did all kinds of stuff. I'm not saying they're out there, mm-hmm. but like, they're changing.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. You could be a drug addict. It doesn't matter. I know other people or humans look down on them, but we're trying to say, well, how does Jesus look?
What about a whore?
A whore. It doesn't matter. A whore. It doesn't matter. A whore? So what? Big deal. I know a lot of preachers, they talk against them. They call it the whores, the rappers, this and that. No, Jesus hung out with those kind of people. He did not hang out with regular Christian people, if you want to know the truth about it. You know, he was the people that really needed it. So by turning to him and confessing your sins and asking for the Ghost Holy, anybody can do it, and you can be on your way of transfiguration as you get the Ghost Holy and live the principles of Jesus. That's why Jesus is very important, because he gives you the Ghost Holy. The Father draws you to the Son. You know, everybody's praying to the Father, but they're not listening. He's drawing you to the Son, so the Son can give you the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And once you get the Jesus Holy Ghost, remember, Jesus, the Son of God, the Son of Man, then you have Jesus the Holy Ghost.
That's right.
Same name. So you get the baptism of this Holy Ghost, and you're on your way, you know, because the Holy Ghost is igniting that God within you, and it's telling you everything what to do. Basically, you worship. You can still worship Jesus, but then you start worshiping and praising that Ghost Holy within you. And as you start praising and thanking it, that Holy Ghost, and being in tune with it, it'll tell you everything you need to know, what to do, how to do. And that's why the Christian ministers don't want you to hear it, because then you won't depend on them. You will be free. You will depend on the Ghost Holy. I keep telling you that all the time. Don't depend on Son of God University. Depend on the Ghost Holy within you, for you can be free. You don't have to depend on a minister to tell you anything. You got the answers within. If you're reading the Bible, you ask the Ghost Holy how to get the answer, and it will direct you to somebody. It'll tell you itself right then. Is it directed to somebody, or he'll direct you to some book to explain it? The Ghost Holy is very important. And Jesus is the center of it. Without Jesus, I know a lot of people are into the energy and all that, but you got to have Jesus, the Son of God. You got to have him, the Son of Man, that being, because without him, you can't get the Ghost Holy. And if you can't get the Ghost Holy and you're working with some energy, you can bet to be sure it's not Jesus' energy, because Jesus didn't give it to you. You're working with some kind of other energy that I don't know of. But
going to cross your fingers,
it could be a cross your finger energy. Whatever it is, it's not the Ghost Holy energy, because only Jesus gives you that. Because Jesus is the Son of God, and that's why Jesus can be worshipped. Look what he did for you. He went to the Father. He pleaded for years for the Father to do this. Then the Father said, "Okay, go ahead. I'm gonna give everything under to you." So why are you, my brothers and sisters in the Christian faith, praising Allah Jehovah? Even though you say Father, you think about Allah Jehovah. That's not going nowhere. You having a disabled angel, you're just not getting nowhere. I mean, and that's why your churches are in turmoil. You don't have the Ghost Holy. You're not praising Jesus, first of all. You're not confessing to Jesus. You're not asking for the Ghost Holy. You just keep playing, oh, Father this, Father that. What Father? Then you don't even say a name. At least say a name. Come on. At least you can say a name, you know. But you don't even say a name. Even the Muslims let you know what they say. They say Allah. They let you know. Oh, Father. Then you say Lord. No, it's Lord. That's right. It's Lord. Lord this. What Lord? It's all kinds of Lords. It's in the scripture, it says many Lords.
That's right.
It's all kind of Lords. So what Lord are you talking about? Are you talking about that hellish Lord, Lord Beelzebub? There's a lot of Lords, positive and negative. You got to say the name, just like you say somebody, hey, man. But when you say, hey, sweetie, oh, yeah. You turn around, just like Jesus. Say, Jesus, oh, yeah, gets his attention. You can't just say Lord. That ain't getting nowhere. That's just a title. That's a title. So you saying Lord, it's not going nowhere. The negative forces have tricked you to use Lord, and you're still using it. It's abomination. You're not using the name. You got to use the name. The name is powerful. When you use the name, the devil leaves. He has to leave. He knows he's in chain and bondage. He knows what Jesus has done. So if you're in bondage, you have mental turmoil, or your life is in misery, you need to get into Jesus, the Holy Ghost, and you need to use the name. When you use that powerful name, it ignites power around you. When you say Jesus, the energy is there awakened around you. The angels are coming more around you because you use the name. Then you have the gods around you. Then you have judging angels. Then you have all kinds of angels around you, minister angels. That name is a power. And when you know that name is a power and you use it with the knowledge, oh, man, you can go farther than you can believe it. They have even ministers of Islam talking about Jesus more than the Christian people.
Right.
They're telling you about John Jesus. They know the power. That should be a shame to you. You have to have, you're supposed to be a Christian. And that's why I say it, it doesn't matter if you're a Islamic brother, a Buddhist brother, it doesn't matter, you know, or Krishna, it doesn't matter. The power in that name, like my brother said, it's a power. When you say that name, you feel it. When people start saying John Jesus, people stand up. You have to.
Right.
It's no doubt. People get happy. You have to. It's no doubt. It's the power. It's the power that redeems you. It's a power. The Holy Ghost is a power. Everybody wants power. Get the Holy Ghost.
Amen to that. You heard the lie right here, baby. You want the power, you get the Holy Ghost. Because that Holy Ghost energy is the vibration of Jesus Christ's light. And so you continue to call upon the name, because the ancient law of the universe given by the Lord Jesus Christ, he said, call upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God, forevermore, that I may precipitate the light of Christ in you. I would make it bubble up and rise up and purify you. You see, the ancient patriarchs of old, Enoch of old, Genesis 5, chapter verse 24, Hebrews 11, chapter verse 5 and 6 declares that by faith, what is the faith? The faith energy. By the Holy Ghost was Enoch transfigured, translated. He did not experience physical death. He was not found on the earth because God has translated him and took him into the heavens, translated him through the Holy Ghost, the power, the light, the spirit. So therefore, Enoch was introduced to Jesus Christ 5,000 B.C. Before Jesus Christ came on the scene in the flesh, he already was in contact with Jesus Christ, the eternal spirit, because Jesus Christ, the eternal, has always existed way back before time was time. Jesus Christ was the divine fireball that came forth with the Father of light, manifesting and jubilating. You see, in the ancient scriptures, in the book of Psalms, it says, oh, praise ye Yahweh, sun, moon, and stars. Praise ye Yahweh, all ye dragons and all ye deep. That's Psalms 148. And then the Psalms 24, Yahweh is my shepherd, I shall not want. And what's the transliteration of Yahweh? Jesus. Or Judge Jesus. Judge Jesus. You see, Judge Jesus was talked about way back in time. Way back in time in the prophet days of O and Moses, 3,522 years ago, Moshe baptized the candidates in the name of Jesus Christ. He said, I hereby baptize you on he that is to come, the holy prophet, Judge Jesus Christ, or Judge Jesus Christ. I baptize him in the cloud and in the sea. What's the matter with you, oh drunkards, wonderful, beautiful, lazy boy? Christians, wake up, sweethearts, wake up. Moses, the prophets of old, Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they worshiped Jesus. Jesus came in the fiery furnace. You heard the story in the book of Daniel. When they were thrown in, those holy prophets, and they stood firm, and they said, O King Nebuchadnezzar, oh, be it known to you, oh, live forever. But we will not bow down to your whoopsie-doopsie gods. Now, that's my translation there. But it was the idol gods. And the king said, wait a minute, is it true that you said you weren't going to bow down to the idols? Said, that's right. And the king gave the order. When you hear the musak and the organ and the tuba and the butt and this one and the different LARP and all the harps and the instrumentation, you will fall down. And Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego said, oh, no, we will not bow down to your God. We serve the one true God, he who the Father has sent, the Son of Righteousness, Judge Susi. For Judge Susi will deliver us. And they were tripping. So they threw the boys in. You heard the story. In the scripture, they heated the fire seven times hotter, and they threw those wonderful Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the fiery furnace. As they were in the fiery furnace, they would experience the art and the gift of transfiguration, just like Enoch of old. It's a gift that happens on the earth. It's an earth gift. And so When the king looked in the furnace, he said, did not we throw three boys in there? And behold, I see the fourth one, and behold, the fourth one looketh like the Son of God. Now, how did Nebuchadnezzar know about the Son of God? They were educated by Daniel and the prophets. They were educated over there in Babylonia, which was ancient Persia, which is today Iran, Iraq, in Turkey. And they were notified, and they were really indoctrinated about the Son of God. So if they worship Jesus Christ way back then, and they baptize in his glorious name, what the funk are you doing, Christians? And that's spelled F-U-N-K, not the other word. I repeat, James Brown style, F-U-N-K. What the hell are you doing? What the hell are you not doing? You're not baptizing in the name of Jesus Christ. You're not praising Jesus Christ. You're not loving on Jesus Christ. You're not worshiping Jesus Christ. Who are you into? What kind of nameless God are you serving? That's why you are dried up. That's why your brooks are dried up. Now, we speak this in love. This is no condemnation. This is a wake-up call. This, I heard Minister Louis Farrakhan, he is a Muslim leader, a messenger of Allah, and he said the Christians are not praising the name of Jesus enough. Now, like my brother say, the Islamic faith people, they are so dedicated in the movement, and they say, how come the Christians don't praise Jesus Christ? Why don't they use the name? Sweethearts, the angels are telling you, God is speaking to all kinds of people, to prophets, leaders, people of other faiths, to let you know, rise up, wake up, and glorify the Messiah, Yeshua HaMashiach, Lord Jesus Christ, Yeshua Mashiach, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, Yeshini Ishini, Jesus Christi, all different languages known as Jesus Christ. You see, it's imperative. It is so imperative. If you want to be happy for the rest of your life, you want to make Jesus Christ the righteous light in your life. Because that name, them prophets of old and the patriarchs, they worship Jesus Christ. Now look at that. Like I told you before, they baptized 3,500 some years ago in the name of Jesus Christ. What are you doing today? You still using titles. You still said, I baptize thee, Susie Q, in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Then you want to argue with me. You say, well, you know, the scripture says that. No, it don't. Yes, it do. What's no, it don't? No, it don't means you don't just say titles. Ain't no power in just the title. But yes, it do. The name. It's in the name of the Father. Matthew 28 chapter, verses 18, 19, 20. And they came and held Jesus by their feet. Verse 17. And they worship him. There it is again. They worship Jesus before he was ascending. And he said, go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name. In the name. Will you get it? You will get it if you open up your heart. If you don't want to open up your heart, it's okay. Be stubborn. Go ahead and rebel. You can be like your grandmother, Lilith. It's okay. It's your choice. But the truth is, in the apostolic scriptures, in the book of Acts, in seven different descriptions, it says, and they baptized these candidates in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, Acts 2:38. And they repented, and then they asked for the Holy Ghost. And then there are other scriptures says, and they were praying for the Holy Ghost, and he, the Holy Ghost, was not fallen upon none of them except they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. And once they get baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, then the Holy Ghost came upon them. What further witnesses do you need? What further witnesses do you need? Like my brother and sweetheart said, Jesus Christ is the one that gave us life on the tree. The whole kit and caboodle glory of Christ, Christmas and the glory of Easter is about the Lord Jesus Christ and the mighty light of Christ, the glorious Holy Ghost energy. So, sweethearts, you got to get a passion for Jesus. And the reason why we're warning you, we were sent by the Lord Jesus Christ to warn you while we are here on planet Earth. Wake up, O ye Christian nation. Wake up, O ye Christian churches all over the world. You are asleep, and we come to help you wake up. But only you can wake up if you believe in the Holy Helper, the Holy Ghost, the power of love, the Great One, the energy within you, Christ in you, the hope of glory. That's what this whole program is all about. That's why we come on the air. We don't come on the air just to waste time. We could be out playing in the sun. The sun sets in the Puget Sound, Seattle, Washington, 8:23 p.m. tonight. The sun sets in Thailand at 8:05 p.m. You know, various areas of the sunset. The sun sets in Juneau, Alaska at 11:15 p.m. They're getting into their long daylights, you see? And so, wake up, people. You are missing the glory of Jesus. You, Christians, are missing a lot. How are you missing a lot? You allow Beelzebub to shorten your memory bank. You have allowed the devils to take out the mind, the thought of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord Jesus Christ is fun. The Lord Jesus Christ is glorious. The Lord Jesus Christ is excited. The Lord Jesus Christ is the power in you. The Lord Jesus Christ is the energy within you. The Lord Jesus Christ is the name of supremacy. The Lord Jesus Christ is the God of this planet. The Lord Jesus Christ is lifted up above the earth, above the moon, above the sun, above the stars. The Lord Jesus Christ is lifted up above all Jupiter and Mars. When in the hell are you going to come to the Lord Jesus Christ? And I'm speaking to you saints, because the sinner man, they come to the Lord Jesus Christ. You talk to them, they receive Lord Jesus Christ. Many Muslims in Tehran, Iran, they have received Lord Jesus Christ. Many people in other countries are acknowledging Lord Jesus Christ. America, what's the matter with you? UK, what's wrong with you? Wake up, oh great European nation, for we love you. The canon, all hail the power in Jesus' name. Pray the praise of prayer. Glory to Jesus. 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 Glory to Jesus.
We thank
Glory
you,
to
Holy
Jesus.
Jesus.
Glory to Jesus.
We thank you for your love.
Thank
we
you, Jesus.
We thank you.
Thank you.
Divine Holy Spirit.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
We
thank
you,
you
for
Holy
reigning
Spirit.
In our hearts.
Thank you, Jesus.
We thank
you,
Jesus.
God, Jesus.
God, Jesus. For your love.
Yes. Glory.
We thank you for all the
thank you,
love
Jesus.
And the glory and the wisdom.
Yes.
And the knowledge. It's through you, God, Jesus.
God, Jesus.
Our consciousness that awakens us.
Yes. Thank you, God, Jesus.
It's
thank
you that gives us life. It's
yes.
you, God Jesus, the ghost holder,
yes.
that has our heart, that has our
thank you, God.
All our organs function, that have us speak, to
yes.
make alive this body.
Crickets.
Because without you, God Jesus, this
yes.
body would be done.
That's right.
We thank you, God
thank
Jesus,
you. Thank
for
thank
glorifying
you.
This body.
Yes.
We thank you, God Jesus,
you.
For your love you. And your compassion.
Yes.
The Son of God.
Yes.
We
thank
you for, now I'm talking to the
Son
of God. I thank you for your love for us.
Yes.
I thank you for being with us.
Thank
I thank you for this look upon us.
Yes.
I thank you for having mercy upon this planet.
Yes.
Thank you for having mercy upon this planet. Even though my loving brother said, this is the most wickedest planet in the universe. But through this planet, you can travel fast.
Yes.
If you're talking about fast, I'm talking about fast. The other planets, they are really slow.
Low.
Here, we can go fast. And we thank you most all for all, God Jesus.
Yes.
We thank you for fast cars.
Yes.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah,
God Jesus,
baby.
Baby.